Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we look to the letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that, although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. Do you have a strong belief in righteousness and the positive impact it can have on your life? Many people find fulfillment and purpose in following a moral and righteous path, but it's important to note that the concept of being a slave to righteousness can be interpreted in different ways. Some may view it as a commitment to living a virtuous life, while others may see it as a surrendering of personal freedoms or self-rule. It's essential to find a balance that aligns with your values and allows you to lead a fulfilling life. I often meet men and women who have given up everything to follow Jesus and to live a life of salvation, sharing Christ's goodwill. Yesterday, I shaved our friend and Christ celebrant of more than 50 years as a Catholic priest, giving his all to living a life of charity and a life called to the Eucharist of Jesus Christ. Simple acts of charity. Amen. Regarding the outcome of sin, it's worth acknowledging that people have different beliefs and perspectives on the consequences of their actions. While some may view sin as leading to death or negative outcomes, others may focus on the potential for personal growth, redemption, and forgiveness. Ultimately, the interpretation of righteousness, sin, and their consequences is deeply personal and can vary among individuals and religious or philosophical beliefs. It's important to respect and understand different perspectives while seeking your own understanding of what brings you fulfillment and leads to a meaningful life. Give to life what you expect yourself. Sin is death. Salvation is respect for living a life of love, faith, and hope of His grace, redeemed by goodwill. I'm going to go off script for just a minute, and I'm going to tell you an example of this. We work with the prisoners at a local prison. And we have somebody in our catechism class who is 53 years old and a man who says he wants to be a woman. We've accepted him with open arms, and we continue to admonish him and to tell him that he is living a lie, but we also tell him that we love him, that we are there for him, and that the sin that he chooses, it will be ultimate death of his own body. As he continues to seek this desire, he also seems to be asking for the Lord's help and guidance. And though we don't condone his lie, we speak out and we talk about it with him every time we're there, literally. And we open our arms to the love of Jesus, letting him know that we know he's a sinner, and as he knows he is, and Jesus knows he is, and Jesus forgives him. And he can accept the name of Jesus. He might just see the need to be in truth instead of a lie. You can pray for David. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. How about the Lord's Prayer today? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We continue our prayers for all of those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, praying today in the name of Jesus Christ. May he hear our prayers and answer them according to his time. I am a Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. My poem comes from the study of Romans 6. It's verses 16 and 18, two stanza poem. It has a five-word line, a four-word line, a three-word line, and a two-word line. In its first stanza, it backs up, and then it goes into trilines for its second stanza. It's titled, Slaves Obey Obedience. They crave. Slaves obey obedience. They crave. Death by sin's slave. Righteousness, obedience, behave. God's cave. God, we stake. Sin's slave, crunch. Heart, obedience, make. Entrusted, teaching, hunch. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's October 25th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Let's close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name.